Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert's out on break, but he'll be back soon. Even though today's stroke therapies can prevent major damage to the brain, 80% of its victims are not able to get to a hospital in time. The treatment window is within hours to 24 hours, but an experimental drug extends that window to days after a stroke. In tests on mice, it was able to repair damaged brain tissue and reversed cognition, speech, and motor deficits. The drug uses a technique called non-viral tissue nanotransfection, which takes skin cells and reprograms their genetic code so that they create new blood vessels in damaged areas of the brain. Essentially, it's like replacing clogged pipes in your home with new ones. Blood can start flowing again to deliver oxygen to areas that lost oxygen and restore brain function. To change skin cells into cells that will form new blood vessels, researchers introduced a special developmental gene that makes the transcription factor protein. This modifies skin cells' genetic code and tricks them into believing that they are embryonic cells whose job is to form new blood vessels. In mouse brains, these cells went to work and began forming new blood vessels. Imagine days and maybe weeks after a stroke being able to reverse debilitating, life-changing brain damage. If this cell therapy works, patients' brain cells can regenerate and possibly allow them to live their lives as they used to. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.